June is National Dairy Month, so we want to encourage you to try to get some more dairy. Whether we're growing or getting older, everyone needs to eat or drink at least 3 low-fat dairy servings each day in order to have strong bones. 1 dairy serving equals 8 ounces of low-fat milk or low-fat yogurt, or 1 ounce of low-fat cheese. If you have trouble tolerating or handling milk or dairy products, you know, sometimes just drinking small quantities of milk at a time, drink it with meals, eat them ones. There are some that are low in lactose, like low-fat cheese or yogurt, and there's a variety of different lactose-free milks or even soy milks. You can also get a good bit of calcium from your calcium-fortified orange juices. But no matter what, there are some different ways that you can try to add calcium-filled dairy foods and beverages daily. Drinking milk with your meals and your snacks, topping your casseroles and your salads with grated low-fat cheese, cooking your hot cereals in milk instead of water, using fat-free yogurt to replace mayonnaise in salad dressings and dips, or even using fat-free milk instead of water when preparing hot soups or cereals. But remember, low-fat milk is lower in fat and calories, but it's going to provide the same amount of vitamins and minerals as full-fat milk. But we want to caution you to try to make sure you're getting low-fat plain yogurt or Greek yogurt. The fruit or vanilla yogurts typically have a lot of added sugar, and that's something we're trying to stay away from. But we never outgrow our need for calcium. Low-fat and non-fat dairy products are high in calcium but low in calories and fat. By lowering fat content while maintaining calcium levels, it is extremely important to help decrease the risk of heart disease and osteoporosis. Adequate calcium also helps you control your weight, so there's several different benefits for it. If you are a parent like me of young children who sometimes it's a struggle to get them to drink water or even milk, there are a variety of different things that you can try to do. We want you to can the soda and drink milk instead, reminding the kids that milk's many nutrients make it one of the best choices of beverages for children at every meal. But an alarming trend, soda and fruit-flavored drinks are replacing milk in the diets of American children. National surveys find that children who are not getting enough calcium are those with the fewest dairy foods in their diets. Vegetables do have some calcium, but a child would have to eat 3 to 4 cups of broccoli to get the calcium in 1 cup of milk. So that's one trick you could use is, okay, you don't want to drink your cup of milk? Well, then here's your 3 cups of broccoli that you have to eat. Because I know sometimes it's a struggle to get them to eat healthy things too. Offer your child milk at every meal. Be a role model and drink milk yourself. I don't know if you're like me, but I like my milk cold. It just tastes better to me. But there's a variety of different things. So we would recommend you get low-fat or fat-free milk or dairy products. But right now, we just want you to focus on getting more milk in your diet, because that is extremely important. You can watch for sale prices and coupons when it comes to certain types of cheeses or different things. The sliced or the grated cheese could cost more than cheese in the block format. So it could be you buy the block cheese and you could cut it or slice it yourself, or even get a grater and grate it up yourself. You want to store the cheese in the refrigerator. Soft cheeses may only keep for a week, but the harder the cheese, the longer that it can be stored. Because I know if you're like me, money's always a concern, and I want to make sure that I am not wasting money or having to throw out money because my cheese or my other food products go bad. But calcium is so important for children. It's one of the key factors in building and maintaining strong bones. Children actually build the foundation for a lifetime of strong bones during their teen and young adult years. Calcium helps you maintain a normal heartbeat, regulates your blood pressure, helps the nervous system function properly, may decrease your risk of developing colon cancer, and may play a role in weight management too. Vitamin D, along with calcium, also helps children develop strong bones. Many children are vitamin D deficient because they don't drink enough fortified milk, putting them at risk for bone fractures and rickets. That also has been found with a lot of adults who are aging, aren't getting enough milk or dairy products, so they're not getting enough calcium and vitamin D. We saw that if you were vitamin D deficient, you are more at risk to suffer from the effects of COVID. So definitely make sure you're getting your vitamin D. It's extremely important. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.